So let's review. Shachtoi shaloi lo eichlav. The Mishnah had said that one who shechts a korban Pesach on Shabbos for people who are ineligible to eat it is chayav for violating Shabbos since the korban is pasul. However, if he shechted it for people who are eligible and ineligible, he is potter because the korban is kosher. While neither of these halachas is a chiddush, the Mishnah teaches them because it wants to teach the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua that we discussed in the previous daf regarding one who shechted Shaar Zvachim l'shem Pesach on Shabbos. Generally, if one does a malacha which results in destruction, he's potter. There's a machlekes in Masech Shabbos whether we say chutz mi'chayv l'maver. Making a wound or fire are exceptions to this rule because they are inherently destructive. This is also referred to as mekalkel b'chabur chayv. The other opinion holds mekalkel b'chabur potter. Even regarding a wound, one would be potter unless some constructive benefit results. Therefore, Reb Huna Bar Chinna told his son to ask Reb Zreika if we assume mekalkel b'chabur pater, why does the Mishnah say that a person is chayav for shechting karbanas psulim on Shabbos? After all, the acts of shechita are totally destructive. The Gemara finds something productive about the shechita in each case. When shechting shalei la'eichlav for people who cannot eat the karban, it accomplished shem olu lo yerdu. If the mum are brought up on the mizbeach, they are not taken down. When shechting a bal mum, it may be talking about the mum of a cataract, which according to Rabbi Kiva, is also im alu lo yerdu. When a treifus is found, the shechita was productive in removing the status of nevela. The Gemara cites a braisa which says that one is chayiv gimel chatois for shechting a chatos on Shabbos outside of the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of avodah zarah. Although the meat is considered nevela because it was shechted for avodah zarah, nevertheless the shechita was productive in removing the status of evim menachai, a limb from a live animal. The Gemara next refers back to the last statement of the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Shachtu v'noida shemoshcha ha'bayla mesyodam, oy shemesu, oy shenitmu. If he shechted and then found out that the owners withdrew from it, died, or became tamei, the Karban Pesach is pasul. However, he does not have to bring a Karban Chada since it was an einus beyond his control, because he could not have known that the owners withdrew from the Karban. The Gemara here deals with the issue that it's pasul, and cites a braisa. B'chol ki ha'gabna yisarf miyad. If this were to happen on Erev Pesach on a weekday, it would be burned immediately. The Gemara also cites another braisa which states, Zeha klal, kol shabsule begufay, yisarf miyad, bedam ubabaylim, tuubar tzurasay. When the carbon is psule begufay, it has an inherent psule in the carbon itself, such as shalei lishma, pigol, noiser, tamei, yeitze, shalei lemnuyev, it's burned right away. If it's psule mishum daba achar, an external cause, such as a carbon shlamim that is possible because of being brought after the tamashal bin arbayim, or a psul bedam or bebailim, we may not burn it immediately, but must wait some time before burning it, according to Rashi, until the next day when it becomes nicer. Now let's explain the Mishnah. We've learned that meiser ha-pesach shlam, a carbon pesach after Pesach, can be brought as a shlam, so too in the case of our Mishnah, where all the menuim withdrew, since it can no longer be brought as a pesach, it's designated to be brought as a shlam. However, there's a machlekes whether boya akira, it must be uprooted, which means its designation changes from Pesach to Shlam only at the time of Shechita, if he specifically has in mind that he's shechting it l'shem Shlam, and until then it remains designated a Pesach, or loy boya akira, it need not be uprooted, which means at the moment it is no longer fit to be brought as a Pesach, it automatically becomes designated Shlam. Therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where he's shechting a Pesach with no menuyin, if we hold boya akira, it's a high Pesachu. It's still a Pesach with a psul of Shaloi Lemnuyev, which is considered psul of Begufay. And therefore, as the Braisa ruled, you serve Miyad. If we hold Loi Boya Akira, Havale Shlam. It automatically became a Shlamim when the Menuyim withdrew, and it's only possible because it was Shechted after the Tamash Al-Bein Abayim, which is psul of Mishab Davar Achar, and it requires Ibitzura and be burned the next day, not like the Braisa ruled. Apparently, the Braisa holds Boya Akira. However, the Gemara gives several possible explanations. We'll review two of them, but the Braisa might actually hold Loi Bayakira. Nevertheless, it is Psul Begufay, and therefore Yisarf Miyad. The Braisa is speaking of a case where the Bailim did not withdraw, but were Tamei, and therefore, under these circumstances, Bayakira. This Pesach does not automatically become a Shlam, because had he not Shechted it, they would have used it Pesach Sheni. Now that he did Shecht it, it's a Pesach Shalei La'eichlov. It cannot be eaten because they are Tamei, which is Psul Begufay, and therefore Yisarf Miyad. The Braisa is speaking of where the Bailim withdrew And since loy boy akira, it automatically became a shlamim. However, the Braisa holds like Reb Eliezer that a shlamim l'shem Pesach is a psul of shaloy lishmai, which is psul of begufoy, and therefore yisarf miyad. The Gemara discusses a related issue. Ashim shemesu balav or shneskaper balav. When the carbon ashim is no longer needed, for example, the owner died or fulfilled his obligation with another animal, we're required to let the animal graze until it develops a mum, at which point it is sold and the money is used for karbanas ayla to be brought as kayat to mizbeach, dessert for the mizbeach, so that mizbeach not be idle when there are no other karbanas. In other words, this ashim will be redesignated in ayla. When the animal is put out to pasture, it is referred to as ashim shenitek l'riya. It has been set aside to graze. Now, in the event that he shechts it before it develops a mum, it would depend on several factors. First, there are two time frames, la'acha kapara, after he had already used the other carbon but before nituk, before this one was put out to pasture, la'acha nituk, after it's been put out to pasture. Second, it will depend on whether we hold boya akira or loy boya akira. If we hold boya akira, it remains an ashram until he shechts it specifically shemayla. Therefore, shachtu is stam pasal. If he shechted it with no specific intention, it's possible because it's not an oila yet, and it's an unnecessary ashim. This is so both la'acha kapara and la'achar nitik. However, if we hold loy boy akira, it automatically becomes an oila. Therefore, shachtu istam would be kashra la'oila midaraisa, because it is an oila. However, it is possible midrabanan, gzeru la'acha kapara, atu lifnei kapara. If we allow this, he might decide to shecht a regular ashim for an oila. However, la'achar nitik, it is indeed kasha la'ila. There is no concern because the distinction is clear. This indeed what Rav said. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Ashram shenitek l'riya b'shach distam kasha la'ila. Apparently Rav holds loy boy akira. If we would want to say that Rav holds boy akira, we'd have to reword Rav's statement as Ashram shenitek l'riya b'shach doy l'shum ayla kasha la'ila. If he shechted it specifically for an ayla, it indeed becomes an ayla and it's kasha.